Yes, indeed, the world,
it's asking you to move along. And what a crazy bit of world it is, but we can be the light, we can find the light, and we can share it with others. And, of course, there's always a bright side to everything. You've just got to do the work and take a look for it. May not always show itself right away, but there's always a light, there's always a way. We've got our friends who are on our phone lines waiting. We've got our friends on Facebook and YouTube. Don't go anywhere because we're going to get to your questions. But in this minute, I've got to get to a very important conversation. You see, I've got my friend Stacy Holler, and she is an astrologer. She's been doing astrology for 30 years, and she is the person that we go to every month so that she can share with us what's going on in the planets and how they're rocking around the astrological clock. And we get to take a look and see how it impacts you and what messages the planets have for each one of us and how we can navigate those experiences. So we're going to go to our phone lines and we're going to talk to Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Sarah. Happy to be here.
Good to have
you. Happy birthday to all our Leo friends.
I know we got a lot of Leo friends here. I've had so many sessions with Leos popping in here, so they're all in a lion frenzy. They're all getting ready for big things here. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Stacy, for joining us. I know that you're traveling, you're away on a trip, so we appreciate you making the time to be here with all of us to share the news at the beginning of the month, like you always do, so that we're all prepared for what's happening in the planets. So tell our listeners what we can expect.
Well, there was just too much going on this month that we need to all pay attention to. And your talk today and your opening was just so perfect, as always, Sarah, as to what we're going to talk about. So I want to highlight really some of the most powerful energies going on and how we're going to navigate them, but the good news is we're not going to do much of anything because it's definitely a time that we need to pause and reflect. So you mentioned the Mercury retrograde, and it's back, like it's always back, but this month it changes signs, so it gets even a little trickier with us. But I don't know, Sarah, this is a pretty powerful one. Have you been feeling it the last couple of weeks in its shadow?
I have felt it in the shadow. And, you know, you could look for those little blips in technology and things, and even in personal energy, you know, personal energy feeling depleted. And when does Mercury come out of retrograde? I know it just went into retrograde. Was it this Monday? Is that correct?
Yes, it started Monday, but in the shadow of the last couple of weeks, that's when we had the CrowdStrike outage and the
yes.
Delta outage
mm-hmm.
and data breaches. And I got a crazy letter about a data breach from I don't even know when it came from. So it's already started. Now, it officially, yes, started on Monday, and it does end on the 28th. But it goes from Virgo to Leo, so but we need to take a look at where this retrograde is going to hit us in our lives so we could really be aware. But for everybody, it's about
yes.
communications.
Mm-hmm.
As Sarah said, technology. As right on cue, my internet went out. Happens every retrograde. So it is a time not to do new things. It's a great time to reevaluate, to reassess, to restart. And it also might bring some people back into our lives. So it's a very interesting time, so we'll look at how we want to navigate that for most of the month. But what happens in the middle of the retrograde happens on the 19th. And there are two very powerful T-squares, which I'll explain in a minute, that happen right on the full moon. So it's definitely an inflection time. Now, T-squares means the first one, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus, all are squaring off in mutable signs. And in the second one, in fixed signs, the full moon is squaring off with the Mercury in retrograde and Uranus. So all this means is there's a lot of very powerful energies going on and a lot of planetary influence is really punching up this full moon on the 19th. So it's a time of major breakthroughs. It's a stressful time. It happens to be the same time as the Democratic Convention. So
mm-hmm.
all of us feeling in our lives are seeing this happening in the world as well. So I think we got to figure out where we're going to navigate all this in our lives. And really, to what you were talking to, Sarah, stay low, stay true to yourself. Not a time to start, but the universe makes us stop and reflect a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So where shall we go?
That's what I think we're going to need to do.
Where do we go? Where do we go from here, Stacey? I mean, we've got the retrograde. We've got our T-squares. I'm going to imagine that some astrological signs are going to feel the effects maybe a little harder than others. Is that true?
Yes. Well, the mutable signs and the fixed signs. There are so many signs affected in here. Now, for each of us, of course, looking at your individual charts and seeing exactly where your planets fall and hits will give you more information on the intensity for you. But we're all going to feel it to some extent because there is just so much going on affecting us in our charts. And that's why we want to take a look at, well, where in our lives are we meant to take a look at? You know, you said something earlier that, of course, resonated with me, and I'm sure everyone, that when we're going through these stressful times, we have no idea why until maybe a few years later. And we're like, oh, that's why.
That's why.
What this is about. So this might be one of those times, Sarah, where
okay.
we might not understand, but the universe will point us in the direction to show us where we need change. So should we take a look for each of us?
Let's take a look at all the astrological signs and see what's going to impact us so that people have a sense of how to navigate August, because I know it's not going to be all bad. So let's shed some light on this astrology, shall we?
And, you know, to your point of not all bad, change is not all bad, and breakthroughs are not all bad. So in looking at it that way, definitely. Let's look at, we'll start off now. Everybody, you know, pay attention to your sun sign and your rising sign if you know your rising sign. Now, Aries, in the beginning of our rock around the clock, the Mercury rate starts off in your sixth house. So that's health. Every day matters. But work schedules, you're going to find that you're going to have canceled plans. Go with the flow. And when the retrograde moves into Leo, that's when it goes into your fifth house and maybe some old loves reappear in your life. Maybe you want to revisit a new project. So the positive of this is to stop and take a look at what did you let go in the past that maybe you want to move forward with now. Now, the full moon for you, Aries, that's in your 11th house. That's about collaborations and teamwork and networking. So on that day, something, the energy is going to be focused on where you need changes. Where do you need changes with the people you collaborate with the projects that you're working on? Now, everybody keep in mind where the full moon is going to trigger things. Don't make your move till after the retrograde, but pay attention and start making your plans. Now, Taurus, the Mercury retrograde starts off in your fifth house, so you too might have returning lovers, but you might also get a chance to finish a project you never did. Now, the fifth house is also about children. So some reoccurring challenges with children may appear. It does move into your fourth house, which is about home and family. It could also mean you might be thinking about a move or a renovation. Just plan it. Don't do it until the retrograde is over. And the full moon for you is in your house of career. So here, take a look at where have you been resisting change? What kind of breakthrough is it needed? Will it be a job offer, a promotion? Remember, don't start it till after the end of the month. Now, Gemini, your Mercury retrograde starts off in your fourth house of home. So maybe there's changes in your home or the people in your home. If you're thinking about a move too, wait, renovations, wait. And then it moves into your third house of communication. So Gemini, don't hit send, click on those emails. You better watch your communications. It's right in your house of communication. It could also have to do with siblings and people in your neighborhood. Now, your full moon, that's in your ninth house. That's about your view of the world, studies, travel, media. Focus on your belief system. Maybe something new you need to study, or do you need to plan that trip? That's where this is going to bubble up. Now, Cancer, your Mercury retrograde starts off in your third house of communication, so you too don't hit 10 so quick. Really, cross all the T's and dot all the I's, Cancers. Watch those for miscommunications. Then the retrograde in Leo moves into your second house, so be careful with money. Back up your data. Recheck those bank statements. And your full moon, that's in your eighth house of intimacy and shared resources. So with the intimacy, maybe you're thinking about making something official or turning it in a new direction. Maybe you could finally have resolutions with some debt or a real estate deal you've been working on. Now, Leos, the retrograde starts off in your money house in Virgo. Maybe you want to rethink your budget, how you make money. Go very carefully, though. Check your statements, too. And then when it moves into Leo, it moves into your sign, Leo. So it's all about you. What are your priorities? Now is your personal reflection time. Who you are in the world, what do you even look like in the world? And your full moon, seventh house, committed relationships. So for you, Leos, this is an inflection time for love or business relationships, making things official or changing the direction. This is your time to think about what that means for you. Now, Virgo, the Mercury retrograde starts off in your first house. So watch your technology, watch your communications and travels. And then when it moves into Leo, that's your 12th house, Virgo, it's Lalo time. It's healing time. It's going to be a confusing time. Just sit back and reflect and wait for the end of the retrograde. Your full moon is in your house of work and health. So look at your diet. Look at your habits. What changes are needed? Are you missing that doctor's appointment you need to get to? Libra, the Mercury retrograde for you starts off in your 12th house. It's a foggy time for you, I know. You're doing a lot of inner work. Good time for therapy, reflection. And when it moves into Leo, it's in your 11th house, collaboration and teamwork. Maybe you want to revisit your goals and your dreams. What do you really want? That's for you to think about here. Don't start any new technologies in that house. Now, the full moon is in your 5th house. That's romance. Maybe there's baby news. Maybe there's engagement news. Maybe you have new inspirations for your talent. Now, Scorpio, the Mercury retrograde starts in your 11th house. For you, that is collaborations and teamwork, so make your plans. Don't launch a new project. Put the plans and the friends and the people in place. And when it moves into Leo, it's in your career house. So also, don't start a new job, but maybe you want to plan your next step or how you're going to get that promotion. All right, or maybe an old employer will come back and make you a job offer. Now, the full moon is in your 4th house, so that's about family. So if family issues come up, they're meant to be looked at this time. If you're thinking about moving, that might come up to 4 also. Now, Sag, the retrograde starts off in your 10th house of career, so it's time for planning for you, not to make a move. Where do you want to be? And when it moves into Leo in your 9th house, that's where you could layer in, well, what are the plans I need to get there? What new studies do I need? What experiences will help me? And the full moon for you is in your 3rd house. That could be a breakthrough for projects you're working on. Anything to do with media, communications, that's all highlighted in that house, as well as siblings and your neighborhood. Now, Capricorn, the retrograde starts off in your 9th house. Watch the travel, Capricorn. That's the house of travel. Make your plans. Don't go to new places, but if you want to return to a place you've been before, that would be great. And when it moves into Leo, that's in your 8th house. Watch your investments, shared resources, or maybe an ex appears in your life too. And the full moon is in your 2nd house of money and values. So with budgets, savings, spending, what do you need to adjust in your spending plan? And then Aquarius, the Mercury retrograde starts off in your 8th house. For you, it's the shared resources. What new together do you want to plan for investments, all right, or with your committed relationships? Because then it moves into your 7th house. So it's a lot about relationships for you, this retrograde, Aquarians. You want to just listen and pause and see what you really want in those relationships. The full moon for you is in your 1st house, so it's about your personal goals. The focus there is for you to set boundaries and really stick to your own truth and who do you want to be in this world. And then Pisces, we start off in your 7th house of committed relationships. don't make any major decisions, but I know you're going to be thinking about it. And yes, the ex-lovers may come back to you too. And then when it moves into Leo, it's in your house of health and wellness. Look at your routines. What bad habits do you need to purge? Make those appointments. And your full moon is in your 12th house. It's all about going inside and letting go, listening to your gut, listening to your intuition, and getting the support you need. And, you know, that's a good place to end, Sarah, because I think that's good advice for all of us to navigate, listening to your gut and your intuition. All I'm sharing with you are the areas that are going to be highlighted for you in your journey at this moment in time for us to make some changes and move forward. So buckle up, go slow, but don't do any big changes this month. I think that's the best way to navigate, Sarah.
Sounds like a plan. We'll stay the course, and we'll trust our gut, and we'll look for the light in any dark situation, knowing that the universe always has our back. All the planets, everything is working for us, even when it seems like it's going against us. Something fabulous can come out of everything. Well, Stacy, we greatly appreciate your taking the time to share with us the astrology report for all the signs for the month of August. Anyone who'd like to contact Stacy for their personal chart, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. Stacy's been doing astrology for 30 years. I know you won't be disappointed. Visit destinyinthestars.com. As always, Stacy, we greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. See you next month.
See you next month. Bye for now.